Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Thousands of people from Chicago and the suburbs marched in support of immigrants this May Day, also known as International Workers' Day. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona Magigad was there.
Students, workers, immigrants, faith-based leaders, and unions carried signs, played music, and voiced their outrage toward President Donald Trump's attacks on immigrants. Brandon is a high school student with honors from Venezuela.
Tiende a generalizarnos a todos como criminales.
He says the current president makes broad generalizations that Venezuelans are criminals from El Tren de Aragua, and that isn't true. Many immigrant workers were afraid but showed up to voice their frustrations also. They say they came to this country to work hard and raise their families. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.
9 Illinois law enforcement officers died in the line of duty last year. They were honored yesterday in a Springfield ceremony. WBEZ's Alex Stegman reports.
It's the 40th year that the Illinois Police Officers Memorial Committee has marked the end of watch for fallen officers. The state police, Illinois and Cook County Departments of Corrections, Chicago, DeKalb County, and Oak Park all lost people in 2024. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton.
I don't think that anyone can truly prepare for the moment when a light you cherish goes dark for the last time.
This is the first year the ceremony also honored fallen K-9 officers. Nick's from Rockford, Dax from Lake County, and Odin from Alton all died in the line of duty last year. Alex Stegman, WBEZ News.
Chicago Vocational High School, an Oak Brook horse barn, and the only skyscraper in East St. Louis are on an annual list of Illinois' most endangered historic places. Landmark Illinois' announcement yesterday highlights 10 sites from across the state, all identified as, quote, culturally and architecturally significant. The list features buildings that face threats ranging from neglect to demolition. Landmarks Illinois CEO Bonnie McDonald says the group feels a heightened responsibility this year to its mission.
At a time when our federal government is increasingly trying to erase important stories and people of our past, Landmarks Illinois acknowledges the critical role we play in safeguarding the history of the built environment and the history that it embodies.
Other sites include the Allen Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Logan County. The 10 sites are located in Cook, Cumberland, DuPage, Iroquois, Jackson, Kane, Livingston, Logan, Madison, McHenry, and St. Clair counties. The University of Illinois' Soybean Innovation Lab has resumed its work cultivating soybean production for developing countries. Lab Director Peter Goldsmith says that's thanks to a private donation. He says it helps replace federal funding that was canceled by the Trump administration.
No, I don't think federal funding will be forthcoming, and the Soybean Innovation Lab needs to find, as well as the other labs, we need to focus on finding other sources of research dollars.
The $1 million gift comes from an anonymous donor through Founders Pledge, a nonprofit that administers charitable giving by entrepreneurs. Goldsmith says he's looking for additional money to keep the lab going in future years. Some more news you should know today. An Illinois landlord found guilty in a vicious hate crime that left a 6-year-old Palestinian American boy dead and his mother severely injured is due in court for sentencing. A jury convicted 73-year-old Joseph Chuba in February of murder and hate crime charges. In the fatal stabbing of Wadea Al-Fayoumi and the wounding of his mother, Hanan Shaheen, the family had been renting rooms in Chuba's home in the Chicago suburb of Plainfield in 2023 when the attack happened. Chuba had pleaded not guilty. A jury took 90 minutes before delivering the guilty verdict. Sentencing is scheduled for Friday. The second-in-command at Chicago Public Schools is leaving at the end of this school year along with her boss. Chief Education Officer Bogdana Chikumbova sent a letter to principals she's grateful for all the opportunities CPS has provided her. An immigrant from Bulgaria, she worked in CPS for 24 years, going from teacher to principal to education chief. She did not specify if she has a new job lined up. The Chicago Board of Education fired CEO Pedro Martinez and is now looking for a new leader. Martinez is also leaving in June. Today's weather, we're going to experience patchy fog this morning, and there's a chance of rain. The high will be around 60 degrees. Tonight, there's a slight chance of rain and a low of 44. And tomorrow, another chance of rain with a high of 47. A note for our listeners before I wrap up today's episode. This is my last day hosting the morning episodes of The Rundown. I am so grateful for my time doing this, and I will miss hearing from all of you listeners. Although I'm choosing to step away, I'm still going to be involved with journalism at WBEZ and in Chicago. I might be leaving, but we've got some exciting changes coming up. We know you have an overwhelming sea of news and podcasts to choose from. So starting on Monday, we're going to do more to curate the news of the day, making it easier to find what you need. We'll be bringing you one episode a day rather than two. And we'll be mixing in some of the best storytelling from our newsroom as well. You'll hear longer stories that take you to the streets of our community and more scenes from our city. Those episodes will come out in the afternoon, and they'll be hosted by longtime WBEZ anchor Lisa Labas, who you already hear in the afternoon pod. With this change, we're looking for your feedback to make sure the podcast is what you ultimately really want from us. So please send in your thoughts, comments, and suggestions to therundownpod@wbez.org. And with that, I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.